For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Legislation meant to revitalize rural communities is getting another look in Congress, but without Republican co-sponsors, it could be hard to wrangle into the new farm bill. The Rebuild Rural America Act would provide $50 billion in grants to distressed rural communities. Sarah Morgan leads the Federation of Appalachian Housing Enterprises.
It's designed to supply the kinds of resources and supports to rural communities needed to interrupt cycles of economic decline and population loss.
The act would include putting AmeriCorps fellows in communities working to expand critical services. Any contractor with a nonprofit, ruralorganizing.org, says the money could help in multiple ways.
Anything from child care systems to infrastructure like water or roads to workforce development programs or training, because every rural community is different.
Her group estimates 80% of distressed communities are located in rural areas. People relying on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, could struggle with recently reinstated work requirements. Susanna Brown has more.
The 80-hour monthly requirement may be more challenging for rural recipients, according to Ellen Vollinger, SNAP director at the Food Research and Action Center.
We know there are a lot of people who struggle in the economy who want full-time jobs but can't get them.
Rural areas tend to have fewer jobs, weaker transportation systems, and spotty broadband. Governors can get waivers for areas that lack employment, but Vollinger says some don't ask.
Many states did a good job of using area waivers, but several states, disproportionately in the Southeast, chose not to use the area waivers.
And in some states, like Mississippi, applying for a waiver is against the law. I'm Susanna Brown.
Before GPS and smartphones, drivers eager to ditch the interstate and travel America's back roads used an atlas, a book of maps that marked those roads in blue. Now, Tennessee is promoting such routes to reduce interstate congestion and let drivers relax in the state's beauty.
There's a personal level from the start that it's a de-stressor to be on these secondary roads.
Susie Alcorn with the Tennessee Infrastructure Alliance wants folks to take those secondary routes and share their experience for the group's project, 100 Years of Road Funding.
For every road that is out there, there's a group of people who help build that road. So we're also looking for the road creation stories.
If your family's planning a summer road trip, here's a good tip. Travel gurus suggest prepping conversation topics. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? Or what's your favorite book? Or the best meal you ever had? Happy motoring! For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.